Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Sarcophagi here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU, The Wiggle Room. You hear that sound under my voice right now? Yeah, that's Star Trek sound effects. Only the best for you, my friends. Only the best for you. Tonight we're celebrating, obviously, the music and themes of Star Trek. Yes, yes. Ever since I was a wee lad, a lad that goes wee, I've always been into Star Trek. Yes, indeed. I remember Kirk was always hitting on the honeys, and always had a ripped shirt, always had a bruised lip, cut eyebrow cut, everything cut. What else? Oh, monsters, always fighting somebody. That boy was always fighting somebody, that Kirk, let me tell you. And it wasn't for the fact that Spock was there and McCoy was there, that man would have run amok through the universe, just shooting up folks with phasers, beating them up, and kissing on the women. You know, he was like the James Bond of outer space, that Captain Kirk was. Yeah, I think so. And I think I'm probably the only one that thinks so. So, anyway, tonight, the music of Star Trek here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU, The Wiggle Room.
We'll be right back.
You know, the cool thing about being able to do this kind of radio show, I get to play 9 minutes and 20 seconds of one of my favorite composers, producers, an all-round awesome being. Yes, the dinner departed and wonderful Miko Minato in his version of Star Trek, the motion picture. Yeah, 9 minutes and 20 seconds. Love it. It's from off of the album Star Trek and the Black Hole. Love that album. You know, not many people liked the film Star Trek, the motion picture, which irritated the hell out of me because I love that damn movie. People kept saying, oh yeah, went to see it, fell asleep. I'm like, what? You fell asleep through all of that wonder? Through all of that majesty? Through all of that cool sci-fi geekness? Have you lost your damn mind? Oh my God. And yeah, I like Wrath of Khan. I certainly did like Wrath of Khan, but Star Trek, the first one, the motion picture, everybody getting all reassembled and reunited, and they felt so good. Spock showed up on the bridge. The fact McCoy didn't want to get teleported because of that teleport accident that happened when, you know, what did they say? Oh, well, what we got back fortunately didn't live long. I love that movie. I love V'ger. I love the fact it was a Voyager probe. That movie had my geek ass geeking, and people didn't like it. Even William Shatner's toupee was on point. On point. Yes, indeed. I love that movie. Anyway, that was a theme from Star Trek, the motion picture, as done by Miko. And I've ranted enough. Let's get back to the show. The Wiggle Room. WFMU. Sheena's Jungle Room.
I am Khan. The barren waste of Seti Alpha 5 bears a strange fruit. The Seti eels have larvae that crawl inside of the ear, wrapping itself around the cerebral cortex, making one susceptible to fun. Unfortunately, if they stay there too long, they squeeze your brain out of your ear. That is why we created the elixir, which has notes of vanilla and blackberry, which is the antidote to kill the larvae, whose side effects, when the creature explodes inside of your head, causes a release of endorphins, giving one a sense of euphoria and intoxication, equivalent to drinking Romulan ale, but of course ours is better because of the danger. Yes. So try the carafe of Khan and be buried alive with flavor indeed. Try the carafe of Khan. It comes in a 2-bottle kit, one with the larvae and the other with the elixir. Common side effects: diarrhea, dark and corrosive stools, blood in the stools, not your own, blood in the urine, probably your own, and possible insanity.
Thank you.
star date 55156.16. This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise on an away mission with Commander Data and Lieutenant Worf as we engage in peace negotiations with our off-battle nemesis, the Borg. We're meeting in neutral territory on the planet Aegis V, where the Borg have apparently prepared a meal in the Federation's honor.
Captain, I don't think it's very wise being here.
I understand your misgivings, Mr. Worf, but we are here at the behest of Admiral Thurman, and he apparently has it on good authority that the Borg have, as they say, properly assimilated with our culture and have come to understand the error of their ways. So, for the time being, relax and let Data, however surreptitiously, continue his surveys. Speaking of, anything of note, Data?
Since Geordi installed a miniature tricorder device in the cerebral cortex of my positronic brain, I've been able to gauge readings almost on a microscopic level, and...
Data?
Sorry, Captain. Everything appears in order. However, there seems to be a minute amount of energy fluctuation on their food replicators.
Which is to be expected, I suppose. Keep monitoring.
Yes, Captain. Oh, my. Here comes the Borg Queen.
Picard. Data. You're both looking well.
I am an android, and I have no other options in my appearances.
Oh, Data. Oh, but so wonderfully literal and typically specific. Just accept the compliment.
Thank you?
Madam, of course you know Mr. Worf.
I am aware of the Klingon. I've never liked them. They've never been to my tastes.
The feeling is...
Worf! So, shall we be seated?
Grab a plate first. It's buffet style. We've collected a number of master chefs throughout our travels of the galaxy. We've allowed them their individual distinctiveness for the evening to best prepare quite the sumptuous bounty for you all. So, enjoy.
This looks good. I'll have this. This looks lovely.
I had five shrimp on my plate.
And now there are four! Four shrimp on my plate! Did you steal my shrimp, Worf?
Sorry, Captain. This is delicious. And these Dazinian tentacles look amazing.
Captain, wait. Don't ingest that.
Data,
I've determined that the glitch I observed from the replicators was actually a distortion wave, and I've managed to override it. I've properly analyzed the composition of most of these dishes.
And?
It's all mammalian.
Data, tell me something I don't already know. Most species are mammals of some sort.
None of these are registered as accepted game for consumption. I'm reading Tribble, Andoran, Cardassian, Species 8472, Klingon, and human.
Worf, you may want to set that down. I've eaten human before, and this is the best I've ever...
So, Data, it appears you found out our little secret. That we are now in the business of adding your biological distinctiveness to our own by actually eating you and serving you to others.
Dear God! You've become cannibals!
Seize them!
Mr. Worf, set phasers!
Yes, Captain.
Mr. Worf, You've got something on your face. No.
Fire!
Star Trek Smorgasbord.
All right, now, would you just listen to? The theme from Deep Space Nine is done by the City of Prague Philharmonic. Wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't it? Man, it was. Now, I just naturally assumed that anything that beautiful was composed by Jerry Goldsmith, because he composed a great deal of Star Trekian themes, obviously for the motion picture. I don't think he did the music for Wrath of Khan. I think that might have been James Horner, but it could have been Jerry Goldsmith. But anyway, my point is, I thought it was Jerry Goldsmith who wrote Deep Space Nine. Apparently it was a Dennis McCarthy. I think he got an Emmy for that theme. Star Trek First Contact came on after that. Jerry Goldsmith, as I just said, he composed pretty much every damn thing. Oh, I love the music for that. And the song came on after that from Miko, the love theme, the love theme from Star Trek, the motion picture, again written by Jerry Goldsmith, arranged in a way that sounded like, I think it was Chuck Mangione who did I think that was Rise, something like that. I'm only going by my memory because I promise I try my best not to look online when I'm talking to you. No, sir. You know, Jerry Goldsmith, like I said, he was an amazing composer. He did the music for Planet of the Apes, a whole bunch of other things. I mean, the man just, him and John Williams, my God, they cornered the market on soundtracks and things like that. There was some other person that I couldn't, they used to just, anyway, you get the idea. There you go. Oh, as for that skit that came out after the love theme, Star Trek, the Smorgasbord, everybody has done a food-related version of, of Star Trek. I saw recently, just because I just happened to catch it, William Shatner, when he was on Saturday Night Live doing his food-related skit. It's comical. Anyway, folks, let's get back to the show of Star Trek music. Celebrating it tonight, my friends. Celebrating it tonight here on WFMU, Sheena's Jungle Room, The Wiggle Room, right here.
Thank you. USS Salt passes through a strange cloud formation. The ship and its entire crew come out the other side, miniaturized. Until they can find a way to reverse the process, they are sent on medical adventures that no man has gone before.
Captain Grass, we've exhausted every available, every conventional resource we have, and we're sending you on an urgent mission to find out what is ailing Ambassador Tulok Glok of the Klingon Empire. If you can determine the cause of his illness, it may well advance diplomatic exchanges between us and the Empire.
Absolutely, Admiral Grave. You know, as long as we aren't sent on yet another prostological survey. I mean, I speak for the entire crew when I
Sorry, Captain Glass. Your mission does, unfortunately, require yet another journey into regions most nether. Our scan suggests that it's something artificial, possibly alien in nature, but...
Fine. We'll go. We'll put on the hazmat suits, break out the aerosol freshener pellets, and beam ourselves up that Klingon's bum.
We are the Borkus, and we will make this being our new host for you.
Captain, we can't continue firing our phasers at the creature. My tricorder reading suggests that close proximity with it is dampening our personal deflector shields. At the present rate of reduction, we could accidentally set off a gas pocket.
Yeah, I get it, Mr. Reebok. We'll be incinerated. Wait. I have an idea. Ever heard of Molotov cocktails, my Vulcan friend?
Captain, this is no time for alcoholic beverages.
Just follow my lead. Our shields are still holding strong enough for what I have in mind. Ship, beam us up and on my mark. Reebok, fire at that pallet. Fire in the butthole! To beam up!
It burns!
Star Trek. Intruder alert.
All right, now what you just listened to? Epic Star Trek remix, a little dancy number, but...
A dancy little number that goes all like this, a one and a two.
I don't know where that came from. Where the hell did I get that voice from?
Was it the Schmingy Brothers on the SCTV, Schmingy?
Yes, it was. After that, Star Trek theme done on the theremin, as done by Katika Elenye. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing her name, but she plays that thing on the theremin. Wasn't that amazing? I love watching people play the theremin. They just sit there, and they have their hand all posed all elegantly, and their faces and their head held high in an elegant manner and a stately, classy way, and they just sit there and just move their hands around and all that. It's sort of like Curly from the Three Stooges, but way better. All right, that's enough of that. After that, James Horner, the theme from Star Trek III: Search for Spock. Oh God, how many times did I see that movie? I saw that movie in the theater, I don't know how many times. I saw it so many times that I knew that it was Christopher Lloyd playing a Klingon. And I could remember the... everybody could remember when he's trying to get himself teleported back onto the ship. Mals Tornicho! Yeah. So if I ever want to get beat up on a ship, I just do that. I am a nerd for Star Trek.
Yes.
And after that was, of course, a Star Trek theme done by Miko. Let me shut up. Let me get a couple more songs in there before I shut this down. Let me see. What we're going to play? What we're going to play here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU, The Wiggle Room. Let's see. Let's see.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down. Cause I've got faith of the heart.
So what you just listened to was the theme from Enterprise, Faith of the Heart, well actually Where My Heart Will Take Me, sung by Russell Watson, originally called Faith of the Heart, sung by Rod Stewart, written by Diane Warren and somebody else. I can't remember who else, but it was Diane Warren. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, what the hell did I play that for? Everybody thought it was crap. Folks, let me tell you, that song's very inspirational, especially when you see it in the opening titles of Enterprise, where you see the progression from Earth to space, Neil Armstrong, the moon landing, all those cool things. When they were showing one of the first sailing vessels called the Enterprise. My point is, man, what a inspirational song. The song was also used apparently in the movie Patch Adams, so I could see why they wanted to have such a thing just put its hooks in your exploration bone, you know? I love that song. Anyway, it's time for me to go. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you had a wonderful evening. Listen to all these Star Trek related things. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you very soon. Good night.
Welcome. It's Mid-Valley Mutations. And before we get started, I thought I'd say a quick hello whatnot to people who have already logged in. We've got Imaginos and Chris O and Jeff Yu in the listener comments already. And I'm sure we'll get a few more people joining in. But I did want to make a quick little announcement, as it were. Chris O kind of mentioned this already in the chat. Yesterday was the 26th anniversary of my very first radio broadcast. And I spent it playing some music. Actually, playing some old-time radio and some music on Sheena's Jungle Room for WFMU, and it felt just right. And today, I feel like also kind of straddles that anniversary. It's something I don't think you can contain in one single show. But you know, what was funny is that like I was thinking about this, and you know, the date was creeping up, and I was trying to think of things to do, and then in a way, just doing a regular old show with Mr. X felt absolutely right. Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you think, oh, yeah, you know, I should do something big and fancy and whatnot. And then the more you think about it, you're like, you know, something this auspicious almost requires just doing things the plain old normal way. But I did want to say something because I recall quite vividly I was walking into KWVA way back when. I had my bag full of records and CDs and stuff and a few tapes so I could record the show. And there was this funny feeling about, like, not once did it occur to me that I would be doing it for 26 years. It was just, yeah, going in to do a show. And I did it, and you know, there were some mistakes, but you know, I did my best, and in a way, I feel like I should just keep carrying that spirit on. Or, you know, I got my bag of records, I'm gonna do another show. this time with Mr. X, who actually kind of wrote and assembled this one. I'm mostly along for the ride this week, which makes it even kind of more funny. I did want to say a little something because I feel like that's a good chunk of time to be doing radio, and I'm happy to be continuing to do it, which is, I think, the best way to spend the day. Anywho, let's get into the program at hand. It's Mid-Valley... Wow. You wouldn't think I've been doing it for 26 years, considering the way I talk. It's Mid-Valley Mutations here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU. And tonight, we're going to talk about the food pyramid. Enjoy. Oh, let me say a quick hello, because it looks like we also have Mr. Fab and Mr. X himself. Hello. Did I already say hello to Jeff Hugh? I think I did. Charles. Hey, Charles. Yes, you must remember this is a good podcast. You should check that out. And, of course, Sarcophagi himself getting teed up with a whole bunch of Star Trek music. Man, thank you so much, Sarcophagi. That really helps. Now, anyway, I'm babbling too much. Let's get into it. It's Mid-Valley Mutations. And here we go.
Everything is food, food, food. Everything is food to go. Everything is food for thought. Everything you can eat is dough. It is food. Everything is food.
Everything is meat, meat, meat.
What you put on your feet.
Once it lived on an animal,
now it walks along with you.
It could be food.
Everything is food.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
He would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Everything is chow, chow, chow. Everything is food to go now.
Everything is fast food chains. From your lemon to your sugar cane.
It is food. Everything is food.